listener production.
While we're all dealing with COVID, our friends who have served their country in uniform and returned servicemen are still doing it tough. I'm the patron of a charity called Wounded Heroes. They have their current and big fundraising day tomorrow, and it's a simple way to help out. It's called 8 for a Mate Day, and all you do is you sign up to donate $8 a month to help veterans in crisis. Now, Wounded Heroes is completely self-funded. They rely on donations to keep the doors open, but they are the organisation that veterans turn to when they're in their darkest days, where they can't pay their bills, where they've got no roof over their head, and where they're struggling to keep themselves mentally on song. Martin Shaw is the president of that organisation. He's an extraordinary bloke. He's on the line. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to be on the program, mate.
How have you changed the fundraising activity this year?
Oh, well, look, as you mentioned, you know, we rely pretty much solely on public support through donations. So pretty much we're focused on engaging with the community, not just for raising money. Of course, that's critical, as you know, but also to create awareness of our organisation. So we're obviously trying to engage more community groups that are aligned with the same values, which most Australians do, around respecting and providing dignity to our veterans that are suffering homelessness, risk of homelessness, or just can't get some food on their table at the time.
Veterans are already struggling before COVID struck. Then we've had 18 months of COVID, and of course then we've had the collapse of law and order again in Afghanistan, the unseemly withdrawal of the Americans at a short notice, and we saw those scenes from Kabul Airport. That must have triggered a whole bunch of things in many of the veterans that you're dealing with.
Oh, absolutely, Steve. It's been it's almost diabolical. Our call rate's gone sort of from 50, 60 a month to 300 over the course of September, and continued on to October. The COVID isolation has caused enormous problems, as it has in the community and with your listeners and yourself and your family around the space. It's been difficult where we've got veterans with mental health that can't get in to see a psychiatrist or get some specialist appointments done. And that extends out delays their ability to achieve their entitlement from the Department of Veteran Affairs. So the gap between where we would normally be able to see a veteran get through those appointments to get his entitlement has gone from 8 months a couple of years ago to about 19 months as we speak. So that's causing an enormous distress out there in the veteran community, and also the families, of course, which you're quite close with.
The mental impact of the Afghanistan withdrawal, has that been extreme?
It was extreme for us, and with your strong patronage, you know, we've managed to find a lot of the boys and girls as we've created awareness, and it's been particularly tough for the veterans in this community, and in relation to our response has been very clear, is that we wanted to show pride, and I know you have publicly and of course privately, in what their service. They did actually complete what they were asked to do, and that was, when they went over there, they needed to remove Al-Qaeda. And if then in 2013, when that was succeeded, and they achieved their mission, which was to remove that, and we haven't seen any major terrorist attacks around the world, and a lot involved with the coalition over in Afghanistan, so they actually achieved that. If the government brought them home, this would be a different story. But then the mission changed. They went out there to provide training and training of troops, and of course that was extended on, and you know, there's government failure and there's all sorts of things around that. But if you look at just those veterans, what we say to them is, we're bloody proud that they achieved success there, and to hold your head high, and the majority of Australians are with them, but it doesn't help their night tremors and things that are going on. So we're on standby, as you know, 24/7.
How can we help to raise some more money? Explain to me what 8 for a Mate is. I tried to do it there. I don't know that I did such a great job.
Did a great job there, Steve. You initiated it, actually, on the project on 27th of June 2019. You almost launched it without you knowing, but 8 from 8, it's $2 a week. It's a monthly giving program which we engage the Australian community to encourage them to join up. The way that it's been initiated, we've had a sponsor come in and give us some support around some advertising, and to be able to not only create awareness but also to raise money. And our targets, to, as I even said to you, I think 2 years ago, that, you know, we're trying to get 2,000 or 3,000 Australians that may want to donate $8 a month or $2 a week. And anything over and above that is a bonus, and that goes a long way. And the most important part of that, Steve, we've just gone through our audit, which is public, that 100 cents of every public donation, 100 cents, goes back to veterans and their families in crisis or homelessness. So I'm really proud that we're at that position now over the last year and continued on this year. So it's a pretty good result, and very rare for a charity to be able to announce that publicly with our hand on our heart and with verification.
You do an extraordinary job, and I know how tough it is. The website is woundedheroes.org.au. The idea is you sign up and you donate $8 a month. I mean, that is a paltry amount of money. It's two cups of coffee a month to support veterans who've been in uniform, representing our country offshore, doing tasks that no one really should be asked to do, but that's what they're trained to go and do. Martin, again, congratulations. Good luck with the campaign. We'll keep promoting it on air and make sure that everyone knows where they can donate.
Thanks, Pricey. Thanks for your support, as usual, as always.
Good on you. Martin Shaw there, President of Wounded Heroes. 8 for a Mate Day is tomorrow, but you can sign up today, woundedheroes.org.au. Please sign up and donate. Listener.